Hello, this is Space Kate, and I have to admit I have recorded the beginning of this audio boo about six times now because I keep getting completely overexcited and jumbling my words and squeaking a lot, and yeah, it's not good really. But what is good is the reason that I'm excited. And I'm excited because in less than 9 hours I'm leaving to go to Florida to watch the next shuttle launch. And that's very exciting. I've never seen a shuttle launch before in my life. But even more exciting than that is that I got selected to be one of the 150 lucky participants in the official NASA tweet-up, which means we get to go behind the scenes, meet lots of cool people, and we watch the launch from as close as you are allowed to be, which is 3.1 miles away, which sounds like quite a distance, but when you think about it, with all that rocket fuel and power and noise and goodness knows what else that we're going to experience, I think it's probably a safe enough distance. The public, however, they have to stand quite a little bit further away, so this is going to be just the most exciting thing. And I'll be surrounded by 149 other space enthusiast geek types, one of whom has just informed me online that it's only 95 and a half hours until the launch. So there we go. We have actually been counting down, I think pretty much since we got the email saying, congratulations, you have been selected. And that was on about the 2nd of September. And since then, this fantastic group of people who, you know, we don't know each other at all. But we've somehow come together. I set up a Google group so we could have a conversation and have a little chat about things. And from that, I think we've got 4, maybe 5 shared houses. So I'm going to be staying in a house on the space coast with 14 other space enthusiasts. Space enthusiasts, even. I can't wait. And what incredible people they are as well. We've got at least 2 people who build their own rockets. Somebody whose dad worked on Apollo. Someone else who's seen 120 launches, apparently, which makes my 0 launches seem a bit pathetic, really. But yes, I can't wait. And the people are coming from all around the world as well. You know, not just me from London, and a couple of others from England, but also from Australia and from, from the Philippines, I think. And somebody's coming from somewhere in South America and Canada. And, oh, it's too exciting. Is there somebody from Japan, maybe? Oh, goodness. Anyway, I'll find out. I've got a few days to meet them all and speak to them all. And I just got an email from my friend Leroy, and he was an astronaut, so that's exciting. He's going to be there because he is working with Miles O'Brien, and he's doing the, what do you call it? Why do I keep forgetting this word? You know, the commentary for the launch. So it'll be really nice to see him as well. And basically, I can't wait. Oh dear, I did promise myself I would not get excited until I'd finished packing. The idea being that would force me to pack so I could get excited. And it would mean I would concentrate on packing. And here I am, stupidly overexcited, and I'm surrounded by all sorts of junk. Suitcase, camera, pyjamas, bottles for shampoo, handbag, lists of things to do, boarding pass, book, notepads, all sorts of bits and pieces all over my bed. And I haven't packed. So, yeah, given that I'm supposed to be leaving in, about 8.5 hours, and I need to sleep before then, I suppose I should probably go and get on with it. So, make sure you follow the tweets. There will be a whole bunch of us tweeting from the launch, and our hashtag is NASATweetUp. I will be tweeting as SpaceKate, of course, maybe RadioKate as well, and I'll put loads of pictures up. I'll try and interview a bunch of interesting people, and have a bloody brilliant time. Oh, can't wait!